This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. With yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, what we're going to be talking about in just a couple minutes here is just this. The Board of Trustees. As a matter of fact, yesterday I shared with you real quick the Board of Trustees. Remember Donald Trump just this last week said that, well, we got to give the left, the Democrats, right? As if to suggest that they're a legitimate party under the Constitution. They're not. Neither are the Republicans. We're ruled by law, not by party affiliations, just for the record, Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution. But remember he said that, listen, I've got to give some of this pork in this bill, this $2 trillion bill, through the coronavirus relief bill for the American people. I have to give them a little something. And I shared with you, friends, that on the honorary chair, we found out that Donald Trump wasn't giving the left or the Democrats anything. He was giving it to himself because we found on the honorary chairs lies none other than Melania Trump. Guess who's right under her, friends? Miss Michelle Obama. And guess who's right under Michelle Obama? Laura Bush. And then who's right under her? The honorary Hillary Rodham Clinton. You can't make this up, friends. They're not friends, arch enemies. The way that the mainstream media would have you believe, they're the best of friends behind closed doors. They're serving themselves. And again, you can't make this up. So, without further ado, I called up Tim Brown, senior editor, Sons of Liberty Media. And I was talking to Tim this morning, and we were talking about what was going on here, and he noticed something rather compelling as to who would add on to this list of honorary members. Well, they would go under a different title. Well, without further ado, Tim Brown, senior editor, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Tim, what is it that you found so compelling? I'm curious.
Yeah, there's some other names up under there. Of course, everybody knows David Rubenstein because of the issue that, you know, he's the chairman there. And Trump even mentioned him in his comment that he has to do this. The first thing that we need to say is virtually all of that money in that stimulus was unconstitutional. There is nothing in Article 1 that allows Congress to be giving money to any of this, to a lot of this stuff. There's very little in that bill that would actually maybe fall under constitutionality. But one of the things I noticed in the list that dropped even under those names were members appointed by the President of the United States on this board. Among those are, and everybody will love this guy, Lee Greenwood, you know, whatever the song was that he had that everybody wants to bow and worship and cry over.
He's on there.
Valerie Jarrett is on there. These are appointed by the President of the United States on this board of directors. She's on
Tim,
there.
Tim, I'm with you right now. I'm actually on the members appointed by the President of the United States of America. I didn't look into this the way that you did. And it's also interesting, Mike Huckabee's on there. Dude! Really?
Yeah,
I mean,
well,
is there anybody left that might be good and upright in their conversation and telling us the truth or what?
I think, as far as I can, Thomas Massie seems to be an upright guy. I mean, he's really taken it, I mean, from everybody for simply just saying, look, the whole thing is unconstitutional, and I want people's names attached that they're voting for this stuff. We've got John Voight. Now, he's an actor. He's been in many movies, and he's been a big supporter of the president. He's certainly not a Democrat. He's on that list. Then we have members who are ex officio designated by an act of Congress. Among those people are the Secretary of Health and Human Services, Alex Azar. We have Mike Pompeo, our current Secretary of State.
Yep.
We have Betsy DeVos, the Secretary of Education. These people aren't Democrats. Then we
this
have
is craziness.
We have, yeah. Then we have Nancy Pelosi. We have Kevin McCarthy. Kevin's not a Democrat. Then we have Mitch McConnell. What? He's not a Democrat. We got Chuck Schumer in on this.
Whoa.
And we can go, yeah, John Cornyn. All these guys are on
Tim,
the board.
Tim. Is this not pro wrestling at its very worst? Was Jesse Ventura, is he being vindicated today, acknowledging that, saying that pro wrestling and politics are identical? They're on the same team, Tim.
Well, there's a part of me that wonders if I looked hard enough, they're not in this. He's not in this list. But I kind of wonder if Jesse Ventura might be in there somewhere too.
Oh no, 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 but no, no! I think he's on his own.
Yeah. Well, here's one of the things. The Washington Free Briefing came out and said once they got this $25 million, look, they were asking for $35 million. Once they got $25 million. They said, we won't be paying the National Symphony Orchestra, which is a part of that organization. We won't be paying them after April 3rd. So they got the money. So the question is, where's the money going to? Where's this $25 million going to? And that's from the Washington Free Beacon. And here's how I finished it off. I said, do you see it? We're being had, and all due to the quote-unquote invisible enemy that the president tells us is out there that we got to fight, only the enemy is not so is not actually so invisible. It has names and faces, and they're currently serving themselves and their friends to our wealth in D.C. But the people who buy into all of the stuff, what are they going to tell us? You're a never-Trumper. You're a Trump. Trump 2020.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
when both of them are taking all of us to the cleaners. They're taking all of the cleaners, and they're going to take us a lot further than that.
I was just going to say that, Tim. Can I throw that out there really quick? Trump and Pelosi want another $2 trillion stimulus bill for infrastructure. Friends, this is brand new today. Brand new today.
I got that out. In fact, I was just about to send that over to you. We just posted that at sunslibertymedia.com about the $2 trillion infrastructure package in a phase four stimulus. And it's so sad because there are people out there. I told you I was going over some of that Q news of the people have, and they're just buying right into it that this is for our good. And I'm like, no, it's not for our good. It
That's
really
right.
Isn't.
It's a PSYOP organization. That's right. It's a PSYOP
exactly.
program is what it is. Tim, really quick, I got you for about another minute and a half here. I'm also interesting. I'm interested in knowing, as you're going through all of this, is there any other names that need to be noted for the American people to understand that they're being played like a deck of cards?
Well, I think that here, everybody who's involved. Now, look, I get some people are just ignorant of certain things, and they're going along to get along, and they're just being pressured and all this other. I get it. But their ignorance is no excuse for their violation of the Constitution and their oath of
that's
that
right.
and to serve the people. And so it's like I said before.
Oh, my gosh. Bo Derek is on this list. Bo Derek, Betsy DeVos, Senator Bob Dole. This is craziness. And this is, folks, there is just line upon line, row upon row of names of those people on this board in some capacity that we've been sold down the river, friends, to believe that they are actually somehow enemies with one another. They're not enemies at all. They're in it together. Tim, how do people get a hold of you, and how is it that they can tune into your broadcast every morning?
Yeah, they can go to our YouTube channel. I think it's B. Dean, Sons of Liberty, on YouTube, or they can catch us on our Facebook page. Then they can go to Red State Talk Radio as well. And I'm on there every morning at 6 a.m. if you're up that
Christian
early.
Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Check us out on Sons of Liberty Media. 13 articles are posted right now for you, friends. Go ahead and check those out, giving you information that the mainstream media does not want you to have. Not that we're asking the devil for permission, right? We're actually shaming the devil by telling the truth, which makes men free. John 8:32. Just go to the right side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You'll see YouTube. You can watch us live. Join us on live chat. You can also go over to beforeitsnews.com. Beforeitsnews.com. Go to the front page. Click on to it. Join us on live chat if you are driving. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, we follow the Christ here. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. We know that. We are set up on common law. And with that said, friends, here we go. Trump says, this is reported. I'm just going to one of their useful idiot outlets, okay? One of the mainstream media's controlled outlets. The USA Today. Trump says another coronavirus stimulus should include up to $2 trillion for infrastructure. This is, folks, this is how he looks at his followers. He has no respect for them whatsoever. He has within himself that no matter what he does, he won't lose any of his followers, friends. Your coffers are being robbed, America. As Tim said during the first segment, where are they finding the constitutional authority to go ahead and pass these bills against we the people? Especially when they have a rickety, friends, narrative all the way through and through. Their narrative concerning this coronavirus is falling apart over and over and over and over and over again. Folks, this isn't making America great again. This is destroying America day by day. You have to get within yourselves, friends, this little charade going on with the clowns in the circus of politics. They're on the same team. And we just proved that again today concerning these honorary member boards, concerning the Kennedy Center. And what's worse than all of that, friends, is you now have the right blaming the left for what the right is responsible for. Again, this is how you conquer an ignorant people. Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Now, I want to just kind of share this with you because, again, I think it's just that important. What you need to know about Trump's record on the national debt, okay? The Bible talks much about finances, friends. Talks much about money. It really does. And with that said, I want you to check the history of this current administration. Anybody that pays attention to what they're sold to the media and what the facts are, we know that they're two stories, right? Two different stories. Well, with that said, friends, as well, we also know that Donald Trump has driven many companies to bankruptcy. Well, he's doing that and then some in the United States of America. When Donald Trump ran in 2016, Donald Trump said, we've got to get rid of the $19 trillion deficit, okay? He said, I think it could be fairly quickly, is what he told the people. In fact, the president said 3 years in office, right, 3.5 years later, the national debt has now increased, you ready for this? $5 trillion. And now they're talking about another coronavirus relief bill. They're indebting, they're enslaving the American people. Do you realize this, friends? And I'm not talking down to you in any sense of the word. I'm just simply sharing with you the facts of the matter. And I want you to also pay attention to the fact that the mainstream media, again, is giving the fake news that Donald Trump calls fake news, they're giving him full-blown cover concerning the conspiracy that's being acted out upon we the people in this country today. Jeremiah 11:9, read it. Okay, here are some facts, inconvenient facts for Donald Trump and his administration. Under Trump's fiscal policies, the deficits will reach $1 trillion this year for only the fifth time in American history. Okay? He's outdone himself now. Under Trump's fiscal policies, friends, the deficit has increased nearly 70% in the 3.5 years, now it's probably about 90%, since he's been in office. This is all factual information. Okay? Under Trump's fiscal policies, the national debt will nearly equal the size of our entire economy within 10 years. I thought this was about making America great again. No. Again, what he says and what he does are two different stories. Are they not? Under Trump's policies, and again, keep in mind, Donald Trump is a mere reflection of the American people that tolerate him in his transgressions. 1 John 3:4. Read them when you get a moment. Under Trump's fiscal policies, his tax bill sparing the wealthiest from paying their rightful share in taxes was responsible for about 25% of 2019's deficit. Okay? Under Trump's fiscal policies, the deficit is rising at the exact moment that it has fallen for past presidents, when the economy was growing, not shrinking. Okay? The policy decisions made by this administration have continued to put the country's long-term health in jeopardy, a trade war to damage the economy, tax cuts that run up the deficit, and a focus on particularly wasteful spending. Folks, so much of it is spending that they have never again, remember this, received delegated authority from us, either from we the people through delegated authority or any statute found in the United States Constitution. So they are operating outside of their scope of authority. Every step of the way. And we've shared this with you for 17, 18, 19, 20 years now on radio. Even his proposed cuts to spend are erroneous, threatening working class families across the country. And under the relatively healthy economy and its times that we were in a couple months ago, deficits should be shrinking even with our particular budget challenges. with an aging population, more revenue from those at the top is required to service existing promises. You're seeing the circle catching up, friends. We're doing this to ourselves. Not less, let alone to invest in other priorities for the future. To understand the president's impact on the fiscal health of the country, we need to pay attention to what, in fact, he is doing. The Treasury Department reported the federal budget deficit was $984 billion. I don't take them for a grain of salt as well. Friends, for the fiscal year of 2019. This is the largest annual deficit since 2012. Compared to the size of the U.S. economy, the deficit grew to 4.6% of the GDP, and according to the most recent estimates from the Congressional Budget Office, the CBO, the acronym, this is expected to grow to $1.4 trillion by 2029. But keep in mind, friends, all the promises that he made on the presidential campaign trail after he became the president of the United States, namely the prosecution of Hillary Clinton and draining the swamp, he said that was just all political talk. I told the people, is what he's saying. He told the American people what it was that they wanted to hear. Now, keep in mind, friends, this individual was sold to you. He was groomed for decades in this country. He, like the Kardashians, did absolutely nothing. And you need to ask the question, why are the cameras on a guy like this for doing absolutely nothing outside of the fact that they're grooming him for such a time as this? And they've always put him in a positive light. Even one of his enemies recently said, friends, just think with me, keep an open mind here, and again, judge him by his fruit, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1, Matthew 7, 16, not in that order, but I want you to think with me, friends, even one of his enemies had shared with the American people, they gave him the apprentice for the very purpose that if anybody was going to get the job done, it was going to be Donald Trump. Okay? Has he delivered on any of his promises concerning prosecution, making America great again, getting rid of the deficit, draining the swamp? Has anybody seen this? No. People are still angry about these unfulfilled promises. But we have all of these useful idiots called today's conservatives that are following QAnon, which is a psyop program, friends, to further lead them astray and distract them by giving them a little bit of positive information with hit and miss. Yep, it happened. To we're still waiting for the big kaboom coming from this administration, dropping the hammer of justice upon those that he promised to deal with many, many years ago concerning the prosecution and the draining of the swamp in the United States of America. We have still yet to see any of that. We've seen exactly the opposite of the promises that have been given unto us by this administration. Anybody want to pro or con, contend, or to bring something to the table? The number's 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We're going to come back, take a quick break. Right after the break, friends, we're going to talk about how do you pray for the devil? You don't. He's a devil. And I'm going to contrast this to the American politicians one more time. How do you pray for the devil? You don't. He's a devil. In contrast to the American politicians. That was actually teed up very well. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back on the other side.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S. intelligence community believes the Chinese Communist Party is covering up the true scale of the coronavirus outbreak inside the country where the deadly COVID-19 pandemic originated. A classified report says Beijing has underreported the total cases and deaths associated with the disease. That's according to three U.S. health officials cited by Bloomberg. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is ordering a stay-at-home order.
I'm going to be doing an executive order today directing all Floridians to limit movements and personal interactions outside the home to only those necessary to obtain or provide essential services or conduct essential activities.
At least 30 states and the District of Columbia have stay-at-home orders. Those orders affect over 225 million people, which is about two-thirds of the country's population. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Well, we're going to get to the topic after we get to the phone lines. We got Jay calling from Nebraska. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend?
Hey, great, Bradley. Hey, I was on last week, and I so appreciate your show. And once again, great topic. Hopefully there's a great following. So,
amen. Thank you.
Yeah,
that was
I'm sure you're aware of this. You're probably way ahead of me on this here, but you know, according to our Constitution, we're not even supposed to be issuing debt money. As far as that goes, it's one of the planks. A central bank is a plank of a communist manifesto, mm-hmm. And we wouldn't even be in this this whole paradigm shift if we if we didn't have a central bank. And you know, I received a phone call this morning, and I gave your radio show address to someone who was questioning things this morning, and according to him, people like you and me that question the Trump administration and the policies, you know, we're labeled as fear mongers is the way it came back to me this morning, What they're doing is right, and I'm in the wrong by questioning, and the times are just unbelievable what we're dealing with here.
Oh yeah, yeah. But and you got to kind of accept that, because it comes with the territory when you tell the truth. Because to tell the truth in the time of deception, that's a threat to their powers, and they're going to label you in such a fashion that you heard this individual label you fear mongering for what? Because he doesn't want his little selfish life, for a better way of saying it, he doesn't want it disturbed. Because if we're actually telling the truth, Jay, then that means he's living in a lie, and he's got to come to the truth, and then if he comes to the truth, then he's going to have to actually stand up and do something about it. He doesn't want to do that. And another point, these kind of individuals, I was called a never-Trumper this morning. That's fine. I'm for the law. That's totally fine. If he does the right thing, I'm there to stand with them. If he does the wrong thing, I'll be the first one to stand against him. That's called being principled. My feet are upon the Word of God and the Constitution, period. I don't care if they like that or not. They're caught up into a language that doesn't even constitutionally exist. It's a language that's created to make lies sound truthful, and he's parroting the President of the United States of America is what he's doing. And sad to say, Jay, I just seen just yesterday, or was it the day before, where there was some video of some of these mainstream media useful idiots that were actually blurting the truth out in their confusion. And they were using the actual quotes that Donald Trump made. And Donald Trump went after them, called them fake news, and these useful idiots were saying back to him, wait a second, these are your direct quotes. And before you knew it, all of his useful idiots, his followers, they get online, make these little memes with the video, not watching the whole thing from the beginning to the very end to understand what was really going on there. But what did they do? They started, you know, saying that, look at how these reporters from the mainstream media were put in their place. And look at Donald Trump and look what he did to him. Wait a second. They were just merely parroting back to him what he actually said. And he doesn't even like that. And the fact of the matter is, and it comes back to this, and it always is going to come back to this, Jay, is the fact that this is a reflection of the American people, and you just proved my point, friends. This is a reflection of these people that refuse to see it for what it is. We are to judge men by their fruit, not by what men think of them or what we think of the guy with our favorite jersey on. No, we are to be a principled people, and because we have failed to be a principled people, this is what we have to deal with today. And I believe it's just the beginning of harder times coming on America, because they're going to highlight the useful idiots. They're going to highlight those that agree with Donald Trump. And this is what they've been doing since day one. And what people don't realize, it's a communist tactic that's being played out in the face of the American people. The best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. And leading the opposition is what they are doing, because we found out during the first segment, there is no difference between the left and the right. They're all on the same team here. They just haven't figured it out, Jay.
Yeah, I agree 100%. And adding to the whole stimulus package, I don't know if you are aware of this or your listeners are aware of this, but they have literally, as of 2 days ago, shut down 100% of all dentists in the United States, and now all the dentists are actually, they just filed for unemployment, all their agencies, and this is something that's never happened before.
Yeah, see, what it does is it drives people to cry out to the government for more help. And what are the people doing? Instead of defying the unconstitutional order, they're submitting to it. They're being corralled in to asking the government for more help. And that's exactly what these people want. And this is what the danger is concerning what we're facing right now. The American people need to come to the point where they begin to defy unconstitutional orders the way that our forefathers did. They left us a fine example, my friend. And if we don't want to emulate their example, well, then guess what? We're going to suffer the abuses. And I guess the American people are still in the position today where they would rather suffer the abuses rather than righting the wrongs in dealing with corruption. Not just in Washington, D.C. and on the state level, but across the line concerning so many different functions that are zeroing in agencies that are zeroing in on the American people today. We're either going to stand up or we're going to resist and throw off those that are perverting the Constitution, or else we're going to be thrown off. We're at a place now where there's no more in-betweenites. We definitely are there. No question about it. I thank you for your phone call, my friend. I got another one to take. Thank you, Jay. Well, totally appreciate you, brother. I got Steve calling from Minnesota. Thanks for calling in, Steve. Thank you for waiting. Sorry about that delayed response, but I knew who you were, and I totally appreciate you. What say you?
Oh, no problem. A happy April Fool's Day. The leaders there in Washington, they seem to make it every day, but I'll get to my point. You know, the problem is the debt. See, now all of a sudden, they've told us to stop producing. And so because there's all these people that can't produce anything, they're going to do $2 trillion of promising to pay for something in hopes of buying what already is produced. So if they make a second $2 trillion, that's $4 trillion promises to take what is produced, hoping someday we're going to produce something. Well, if they've killed the ability to produce it, we aren't going to have it. So their debt chasing what we actually pay for is destroying savings. So there's no way to save. I mean, it's kind of, you know, the hoarders kind of knew something, because when you stood in the grocery store and the shelf was empty and you wanted toilet paper, it didn't matter if you were going to promise to pay for it with a credit card or you actually had real money. Because it was gone, and you weren't getting none until somebody made some again. Well, wouldn't it be better if you weren't competing with promises and you were actually competing with legitimate money, legitimate goods?
I'm with you, Steve. I'm getting a download from what you're sharing with me right now. I mean, the bottom line here is they're passing these $2 trillion coronavirus relief bills, not for the American people. That's how it's sold to the American people. It's not about helping the welfare, the good of the American people, which they have no business doing that neither, by the way. 2 Corinthians 3:10, read that when you get a moment. It's about them serving themselves, and it's exactly what we see them doing today.
And they're saying they're doing it to save lives. Well, there's all kinds of people that died to protect our rights.
And that's right.
Now all of a sudden we're told that my relatives that are buried down in Fort Snelling and all my friends that are buried there and everybody that's given their lives in defending our rights, the Constitution, now all of a sudden their lives don't matter. Only lives that matter are the ones that could possibly die from the coronavirus. Only their lives matter. We're going to flush everybody's rights down the toilet, because either I can go to church or I can't. When they asked me not to go to church, sure, then I was agreeing not to do it. But now that they're telling me I can't go, it's nothing but obedience. It
ain't
my choice anymore. They took it away. So either I have a right or I don't.
That's right. And God gave us rights. And either we're willing to fight to maintain our rights, or else they're going to just go away. There's no forfeiting rights. There is forfeiting rights. And that's how our rights are not taken. They're forfeited. Because if we truly want to uphold the freedoms in which we have, we're going to magnify the very laws that they are now transgressing. I wanted to insert this into our conversation. I know most people don't know this. They sold Donald Trump to the American people with a picture of him at West Point. Okay, but did the American people know that Donald Trump actually avoided the military draft 5 different times? Just like George W. Bush, by the way, for the record. Donald Trump avoided the military draft 5 times. But it wasn't uncommon for young men from influential families to do so during the Vietnam War. Of course not. That's what stopped the war. And I'm piggybacking on the statement that you made concerning men had to fight, bleed, and die to ratify the Constitution that most in this country don't even know, fighting against tyrants in third worlds or over the pond, as we would say. Well, the American people today have been desensitized to accept the same tyrannies that our forefathers and our family members fought off. They're accepting the very mentality that our forefathers and our family members fought off, but now they're subjects and they're vassals, friends, and they have become not vassals alone, but serfs as well. They have become, and they have degenerated to nothing more than taking care of their master's field. They're slaves is what they're becoming, and they're doing it with a smile on their face. They're doing it as they are continuously worshiping the very one that is undermining them. In other words, our sins are finding us out. You got about 10 seconds, Steve. I'll give you the last word.
Well, the Constitution only gets its power from the government obeying it. If they don't obey it, it has no power.
Amen. That's right. Thomas Edison actually said the strength of the Constitution lies within the people to enforce it. And that's right. We are the government in this country. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean is a gifted orator proclaiming the gospel of Christ and the biblical doctrine of the cultural mandate. He thoroughly understands the original intent of our nation's constitution and believes in the biblical inerrancy of absolute truth of the Word of God.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, live chat right now, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page, jump onto YouTube, join us on live chat. Go over to beforeitsnews.com, click onto YouTube, join us on live chat. Answering Jennifer right now, I just kind of wanted to insert this because I have some inside information, and we're going to be finding, it's going to come to the surface by Friday, okay? Hopefully by Friday, no later than Monday, hopefully. But this pastor that got, he was incarcerated in Florida, in Tampa. I actually know who he is, and he seems to have some internal fortitude there. That's where I'll stand with him, is his courage, okay? Proverbs 28, verse 1. I want to let you know, friends, that the media can go ahead and blow in the wind whatever they want to blow in the wind, but you can mark my words on what I'm going to tell you right now. There's a lawsuit coming, and it's going to be a big one, okay? And there is recompense coming, because what they did to that pastor in Florida was about as unconstitutional can sound like and look like, friends. Recompense is coming, my friends, okay? I'll keep you posted on that in the up and coming days. I wanted to talk about how do you pray for the devil. You don't, because he's a devil. And in contrast to the American politicians, I can give you a little bit of an overview. I want to make it your show whenever you call in, and I just did that, okay? So don't get mad at me, but I'm doing what I can do. But again, when we have callers, I want to make it your show. But when you go to Scripture concerning what I just said, how do you pray for the devil? You don't. He's the devil. In Jude 1:9, it says, "Yet Michael the archangel, when contending with the devil, ... but said, the Lord rebuke thee." Now, this last week, I'm going to give a generalization, okay? I met with some guys, And we were going back and forth concerning some issues that were going on in the state of Minnesota. And as I was talking and getting to know these guys that I may be laboring among, 1 Thessalonians 5:12, were to prove those that we labor with, a comment in the affirmative came about concerning the current administration, which is a reflection of the American people, okay? I, in turn, had several things stating that what is being said from the presidential pulpit, even the mainstream media, are two completely different stories when it comes to the fruit that he is bearing, okay? That he is bearing. So in other words, what the president says and what he does are two different stories. One is the truth and the other is the lie. Again, Deuteronomy 25 verse 1. Friends, let me say this, just to make clear. There is no gray area in Scripture. There is zero gray area in Scripture. Either you're hot or you're cold. If you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. Revelations 3, right? Come out from among them, be ye separate. Okay, that's in 2 Corinthians 6:17. When you go to James 4:4, you adulteresses and adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that friendship with the world is enmity with God? There's absolutes in Scripture. Either it's black and white. I'm making clear that there is no yin and yang found in Scripture. And I know that we as human beings, we want to just go ahead and find the gray area. There isn't any. And by the way, that's the cross, friends, right in the center. Okay? And that's what most people want to avoid. Denying themselves, taking up their cross, and following to Christ. Read Amos 3:3. How can two walk together lest they be agreed? The Lord has no part with unholiness, friends. With wicked or evil deeds in any sense of the world. That was the reason for Christ bleeding Calvary as the propitiation of the sins of mankind. But going back to this, one of the gentlemen that were seated with us, okay, he seemed to become angry with me from apparently something that he didn't want to hear concerning the administration. He asked me, "Do you pray for the president?" I asked him, I said, do you pray for Barack Hussein Obama? Did you pray for Hillary Clinton? And I want to say this, if you did pray for Hillary Clinton or Bill Clinton or Barack Hussein Obama, it was probably the prayers of David, right? Psalm 18, read it when you get a moment. Psalm 27, read the Psalms, you'll understand what I'm talking about. If you prayed for any of these corrupt, wicked individuals, you probably prayed that they were brought to justice, which guards our liberties, right? Isaiah 51, verse 4. Well, everyone can agree to that. And I want to make the point, it amazes me how willful men, I have this conversation constantly with people, how willful men are attempting to defend the indefensible when it comes to their favorite politicians. It's not just Trump. They find a politician that they like, and I want to tell you why they like them, because they look and act just like them. And the reason they're so soft on these corrupt politicians, because they think God's going to be soft on them in judgment. You are sadly mistaken. Read Hebrews 9:27 when you get a moment. I then asked the question, bringing it to Scripture, because it's always safe to stick with Scripture. Friends, can you pray for the devil? No, you can't pray for the devil. You got to deal with the devil, right? Who's a defeated foe. He's under our feet in Christ. I then went on and asked the question, did John the Baptist pray for the corrupt Herod? No. Or did he call him out for all of his evils? Friends, Luke 3:19, but Herod the tetrarch, right, the governor, being reproved by him for Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, he married his brother's wife, and for all of the evils which Herod had done. We hear this as a retort from modern gospel unbelievers. Friends, well, we're supposed to pray for our leaders. Yes, I'll get to that in just a moment. But what did, from the beginning of Genesis all the way to the end of the Bible, how did the prophets deal with corruption and tyranny? How did our forefathers deal with the tyrants, friends? Come on! Don't sit there and tell me about how much you love America if you don't understand the price that was paid to give us the America that we have today. Someone had to sacrifice themselves to give us the freedoms that we have here, friends. The first is Jesus Christ, the Son of the Most High God. Yes, first and foremost. And then we look at the veterans from our families that have sacrificed themselves in giving us the freedoms that they fought to give us through their sacrifice. There's freedom nowhere where somebody didn't sacrifice to give it. Nowhere. And make distinction between freedom and licentiousness. There's a big difference concerning the definitions. Now, going over to 1 Timothy 1:5, because I don't want you to get me wrong. Scripture is clear that we are to pray for the kings, the presidents, okay? We don't have a king here. Our king is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, okay? And that's found in Article 6, Section 2, Article 2, Section 3. The Constitution of the United States of America is the king of the land, okay? I know people treat Trump like he's a king, and he loves the fact that you treat him like a king. It feeds his narcissism, but I want to tell you there is no title of nobility found in the U.S. Constitution. Now, going back to this, 1 Timothy 1:5 tells us, I exhort, therefore, that first of all supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, for all that are in authority, that we may lead a peaceable, a quiet and a peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God, one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. Now, I want you to listen to this carefully because we'll tee it up again for tomorrow. In America, Article 6, Section 2 of the U.S. Constitution is law under the king. Exodus 18:25. Those in delegated authority in positions of, those that we call representatives of the people, friends, keep in mind, we are not serfs or vassals taking care of the Lord's estate. Representatives are those that have derived their just powers from the consent of the governed. We the people. Read the Declaration of Independence. When you talk of a quiet and a peaceable life in all godliness and honesty, it's found under God's rule in Christ, Romans 3:31. How did our forefathers live that out? How did they exhibit that scripture? Resistance to tyranny becomes the Christian and social duty of each individual. Continue steadfast and with the proper sense of your dependency upon God. Nobly defend those rights which heaven gave and no man ought to take from us. Who said that? John Hancock. Provincial Congress, resolution in Massachusetts Bay, October 1774. Furthermore, when you go to Scripture, how did the patriarchs pray for the tyrants? They didn't. They resisted them in obedience to God, Romans 12:20, throwing them off as a testimony against them, Matthew 10:18. And you shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake for a testimony against them. How did Moses pray for the king, friends? He didn't. The Lord spoke unto Moses, go unto Pharaoh and say unto him, thus saith the Lord, let my people go that they may serve me. Did he offer an olive branch? Absolutely not. He told him what the deal was because the meekest man alive was moved by the commandment of the living God. Exodus 8:1. How did Elijah pray for the king? He took who? King Ahab, the tyrant, and his wife Jezebel to Mount Carmel, where the Lord proved to all who was and who is the Lord. 1 Kings 18. How did Gideon pray for the corrupt kings or the Midianites? He conquered them by overthrowing their tyrannies, Judges 6:14. Folks, we have law to know what's right and to know what's wrong concerning reference to God's moral law found in the Torah. Okay, either we're going to be the strength of that law or we're not. Remember, Christ fulfilled it. We'll talk to you in 23.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.